Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, learning Klal Lamed of the Melacha of Tzad. We're going to be starting this Siman Hey. I want to correct one thing which I said from the previous year. I mentioned the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda actually says that the person is not over the Isra Tzabar Lechaim, even though it's inappropriate to do that since he is doing it for a human purpose, albeit entertainment. That's not considered Tzar B'Lechaim, the fact that he's doing that. He does discourage it because of the fact that it's Maisa Esav, it's Moshev Leitzim, but he does not apply the appellation Tzar B'Lechaim, since the animal is fulfilling a human function, so it's not wasteful in that sense. There's going to be some, the Isra Tzar B'Lechaim is to inflict pain upon the animal for no purpose at all. Over here, there's a purpose, albeit a flawed and mistaken purpose. Some person do discuss it also from the angle of Baltashkes, and it would be the same type of discussion. If you feel that this is not Tzar B'Lechaim, it would not be considered Baltashkes. If it is Tzar B'Lechaim, so it's something which is deemed inappropriate to the point that it's not permitted for the Tzarech of an Adam, so then it's a wasteful act, it would be Baltashkes as well. Moving on to Siman Vav. Adorah She'en B'Mino Nitzin. So we mentioned back in the beginning that the different criteria which come for the defining the Malach of Tzad, one of them, it has to be a type of an item which is normally trapped. But something which is not normally trapped is only going to be Asher Mirabbanan. So this applies out in the following cases. Zebuvim, flies, Vyatushim, fleas, Udvarim, and bees. There is actually Makhlagas, what the status of bees, whether bees are considered. I mean, it's the other ones that people do not, nobody tries to grab them, be able to use them to have a function, have them purposefully in their lives. So we understand why it's not Bimina Nitzit, but people do keep bees for the purpose of creating honey. So why would we consider a bee not Bimina Nitzit? So this is actually Machlokes Rishonim, whether a Devara, whether a bee is considered Bimina Nitzit or not. Excuse me. But one of the explanations in the Rishonim, which say that a bee is not Bimina Nitzit, is because you do not want to trap a bee. Because if you trap a bee and you keep it totally in your control, it will make honey. It has to go out and be free to go to find flowers and thrive on those flowers. So a person never intends to totally maintain the bee. He wants the bee to be wild and just to be accessible to him. So that's why they consider the bee not permitted nitzit. So the Chayyadim says the following, a filat tzad on the tzarech is potter. One of the criteria, which we mentioned in the beginning for the malacha of tzad, is that a person has to do it with intent to use the item. If a person have some use out of it. If otherwise, it's malacha shen shich lugufa, and it's going to be potter. So we're saying over here that if it's not permitted, it's even if a person does do it for a tzarech, if in general this is not the type of thing that people, the type of a animal or living being which people tend to trap, even though he is trapping it for a valid use, but that has not expanded to become the standardized way you deal with this thing, so that's considered permitted. It's even though he did the tzedek with a tzarech in mind, he's not going to be chayv. We call malkam osur l'tzudon mirabanan. However, there is an isur mirabanan to do tzedek and something which is ein b'minan nitzit. So he says a practical example. They lived in a world where there were a large amount of insects, and their lives, they didn't have screens, etc. The door opened, they came in. They lived closer to water. They lived in less developed areas. So anytime you close a box, in our world nowadays, a person goes out to the garbage and a person wants to put something into the outside garbage cans, a bag, he opens the top, and there are flies there. So is he allowed to shut the cover? The flies, when he opens the cover, are now free. They can go wherever they want. When he closes the cover, they're going to become trapped. So what's the situation with that? So there are multiple ways to approach this point. The Chayyam is going to say that you should try and scare away or shoo away as many of them as you can see. And then you can be makel. Before you close a box or any type of kli, shira lafriach mikaidim hazuvim shiesham, shoo away the flies which are there. Wave your hands, and that causes the flies to fly away. Achin tzarich ladat kolkach lo yishar boy. You don't have to go search and make sure there's not even one fly left inside. As long as you chase away those which are visible. We have to clarify this point that the Chayyim says at the end, much more Bes Hashem in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.